Gladiator School, Book 2, Blood and Fire, by Dan Scott. Read by David Thorpe. Rome, AD 79. The story so far. Until the age of 13, Lucius Valerius Aquila had led a happy, comfortable life as the middle child of a well-to-do Roman family. His father, Quintus Valerius Aquila, was a respected senator, and they lived in a luxurious villa in Rome. All that changed one day in early July, AD 79. That was the day Lucius's father disappeared, just in time to avoid being arrested for treason. Lucius would never forget the sight of the soldiers marching into their house, searching through their personal belongings. The soldiers claimed that Aquila was the Spectre, a ruthless informer whose reports on private conversations had sent many people to their deaths under the previous emperor, Vespasian. Now, the new emperor, Titus, was determined to end the practice of informing. Aquila had always hated informers, and Lucius was sure he was innocent. Yet everyone else, his own family included, seemed to be convinced that his father must be the Spectre. With Aquila gone, along with all his money, Lucius and his family had to face the sudden loss of their home, wealth, and status. Lucius's uncle, Gaius Valerius Ravilla, became their protector. He sold off their beautiful villa, their slaves, and most of their possessions, and installed the family in a cramped flat above a smelly fast food shop in an unfashionable part of Rome called Subura. In these new surroundings,